Our scripture reading for today comes from St. Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. Now it came to pass, as Jesus was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." So he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.'" This is the word of the Lord. If you will turn to the back inside cover of your hymnal, there you will find the Apostles' Creed. The back inside cover, we confess our faith. I believe in God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So as he often did, Jesus went by himself to pray for a while. And when he got done, one of his disciples, noticing what had been happening, comes up to Jesus and says, "Lord, teach us to pray like John the Baptist, like John taught his disciples to pray." Now, this disciple isn't asking Jesus to teach them to pray like John the Baptist's disciples prayed. He's asking Jesus to teach them to pray like John the Baptist taught his disciples. So we're not looking to pray like John the Baptist's disciples. The disciples are looking to be taught by Jesus how to pray. And at first, that seems like an odd question. Lord, teach us to pray? These are men, and some women among them, who know how to pray already. They've grown up in Judaism, a religion steeped in prayer. They have prayers at night before they go to bed. They have prayers to say in the morning when they get up. They have prayers to say at noontime, three times a day at the very least. They have prayers to say before they eat. They have prayers to say after they eat. They have prayers for the Sabbath at the synagogue, and they have a whole book of prayers called the Psalms, which are used in the temple, which they would have heard, which they would have prayed along with. These folks know how to pray. So they're not just asking Jesus, teach us how to pray. They're asking Jesus, teach us to pray like you. See, that's the difference. They want to know what it is Jesus prays when he goes off to a solitary place to be by himself for hours on end. They want to know how it is that Jesus can pray all night long while they can't stay awake for an hour. They want to know just how Jesus, their Lord, prays and how he wants them to pray. Now, like those disciples, we know how to pray too, don't we? How many of you grew up saying, "Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep," right? And then before meals at our house, we do, "Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. And oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his mercy endures forever." We have prayers for the morning time. "I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me through this night." We have prayers for the middle of the day. We know how to pray too. But sometimes it's a good reminder for us to hear the disciples say, "Lord, teach us how to pray," because we need to be taught how to pray by Jesus, even when we think we already know how. How many of you can say all those prayers, you know, like that, without thinking, and you're done with them in 2.5 seconds, now it's time to move on? Yeah, I can do that. How many of us fall into the habit of saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." Amen. Oh, I said it, but did you mean it? When's the last time you watched with Jesus in prayer for an hour, or two, or a night? When's the last time you said, "Jesus, teach me to pray like you"? So it's no surprise the disciples asked. They ran into the same problem we have. And Jesus' answer to that question for them and for us is a very simple but profound answer. It's a prayer we all know, but it's a prayer that covers everything. "Our Father who art in heaven." We're God's children. He's our Father. We can ask him for things just like children ask the Father who loves them and know he will provide. "Hallowed be thy name." God's name is holy. We can't do anything to make that bigger, smaller, better, worse, or anything else. God's name is going to be holy. What do we want? We want his name to be holy in our hearts and in all the world. "Thy kingdom come." Oh, that the kingdom of the Lord would come. Well, it already does come. It comes through the words and the sacraments. It comes through Jesus' presence in our midst here and now. And there's nothing we can do to stop it or speed it up for that matter. The kingdom is going to come. As the kingdom comes, what do we pray? We want that kingdom to come to us. Put us in the kingdom. Keep us in the kingdom. Make us kingdom people. "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Well, God's will is going to be done. What do we pray? We pray for God's will to be done in our hearts, in our lives, and in the whole wide world. Make your will known to us. Put your spirit on us to do your work and your will so that we may do all those other things. Experience the kingdom. Keep your name holy. Ask for what we want. "Thy will be done, O Lord, not mine." And give us this day our daily bread.
God provides daily bread for all of us. You could go back to your apartment and look in your pantry or your fridge, or you could go down to the kitchen and look in their pantries and fridges, or you could go to the refrigerators on the neighborhoods and the nursing homes, and you're going to find daily bread all over the place, right? God's going to provide. We want God to open our eyes to see that it's His hand putting the plate on the table. It's His hand putting the food on the plate. It's His hand providing every bite we eat. And not just food, but everything we need for this life. That's our daily bread. And it all comes from the providential, gracious hand of God. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. It's probably the hardest one. When you really slow down and say, what am I praying there? Which is what Jesus is doing when He teaches us to pray. Slow down and think about this. We want to be forgiven like we forgive. Are you holding a grudge? Are you holding somebody's sin against them even though they have confessed, they have apologized and said they're sorry and are trying to do better? Are you determined to get back at someone because they have it coming? That's not for you. And if Jesus answers this prayer for you, and He will, and you're not forgiving, guess how you're going to get forgiven? You're not. So we're praying here for God to open up our hearts, to share His forgiveness, to let go of the grudges we have, to let bygones be bygones, let the past be in the past, and to love our neighbors, especially those who ask for our forgiveness, and also those who don't. Who did Jesus forgive when He died on the cross? Everybody. God so loved the world, it says, that He gave His only begotten Son. Not just God so loved the ones who confess. So when we slow down and pray that, we want God to forgive us, and we want Him to open our hearts to share that forgiveness to everyone in our lives. And lead us not into temptation. Well, God has already promised He's not going to tempt any of us. But Satan will. So we want God to protect us from every single temptation under the sun. To give us the way out He has promised. To keep His promise not to give us more temptation than we can handle. And to empower us by His Holy Spirit and by His Word. So that like Jesus out in the desert who defeated every temptation the devil threw His way. We can defeat the devil with one little word. Jesus. And make him flee. Lord, teach us to pray like You. Lord, teach us to pray and to know what we're asking. Lord, teach us to pray and to mean it. Lord, teach us to pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son. And of the Holy Spirit. Amen.